بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستكفيه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه، بلغ الإسلام تأدى الأمانة، فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه سيد بالقاسم ذي الكرامة. ما بعد، فيقول الله عز وجل في محكم كتابه بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الإسلام يعلو ولا يعلى عليه. My respected brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivers to the Muslims through the deen of Islam, to the people of the world, the most positive revelation and the most positive reception that has ever been revealed to the people of the earth. If we think back to 1400 years ago, we see a bleak picture, which all of us are aware of: the state of the world, the state of the Arabs, the state of humanity in darkness, people not knowing, you know, which way to step forward. If life itself is considered to be something which is ever fleeting, ever escaping, like an egg timer, the grains of sand of which are all constantly dropping away, and with every single passing moment and second, the lives of people are being inexorably shortened, are diminishing, then the lives of those who live in darkness and those who live in ignorance can be appreciated to be not just what we might consider to be passing time, killing time, but a huge devastation. Somebody once said, people sit around speaking of killing time, all the while time silently kills them. And so people before the revelation, people before the light, the wahi that Allah speaks about, live lives in darkness and really have no direction. And then Allah has mercy on the people of the heavens and the earth and reveals this message, a message which is to give direction and a message which is to give meaning and purpose to life, meaning and purpose to our own selves. Which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of those whose hearts, whose minds, whose knowledge is devoid of the knowledge of Allah, as people who are inertly ignorant. Allah says, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. The vast majority of people have no ilm. The vast majority of people have no knowledge. Then he says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Okay, fine, they know a few things about the apparent nature of the life of this world. That's not being denied. Allah's not denying that there are microbiologists living on this world. Allah's not denying that there are people who have done research into what exists on the surface of Mars and beyond. Allah's not denying that there are people who have looked into atoms and molecules and can tell us all about the composition of these elements. But Allah says, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. But they're still categorized as being ghafil and ignorant because of their own final end state. These people have no awareness. And so, my respected brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the revelation as literally an awakening. Like a light is switched on in a dark room, and all of a sudden everything becomes visible and clear. A person can see now what lies where, what might have been in his way had he wanted to step forward, that might have caused him to stumble. And so, through wahi, Allah clarifies, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. As it is the nature of light that light dispels darkness, So is it the nature of truth that truth should appear and falsehood should vanish? And the truth came to the lives of people of the desert, people that we'd consider to be primitive, people who are in the wilderness somewhere, camel riders. And the truth spoke to them, and those that stood up and answered its call. Those who said, رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا. Those who said, Lord, we've heard one calling towards you, saying, bring faith in your Lord. So here we are, Lord, we stand up and bring faith in you. We affirm faith in you. Then the deen transformed their existence. And these simple people of Zabadia, the simple people of the desert, became all of a sudden people who marched forward and took humanity with them. And then when people began to forget this again, those who had been the recipients of this guidance and this good, who were meant to spread out throughout the world and take this good with them, the people who used to go towards the kings and the monarchs and the rulers of their time and say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بْتَعَثَنَا إِلَيْكُمْ لِنُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ عِبَادَةِ لَعِبَادَةِ إِلَى عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ. That Allah has sent us to you to take you out from the slavery of slaves and introduce you to the slavery of the Lord of slaves. وَنُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنْ ذِيقِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَى سَعَتِهَا. And take you out from the restricted nature of the dunya, this closed box that you're living in. Wallahi, what meaning does the life serve if there's nothing beyond tomorrow? Is it all about fulfilling animal instincts? About eating and drinking and procreating? لِنُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنْ ذِيقِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَى سَعَتِهَا. And to take you from the restrictedness of the dunya, the bleakness and the blindness of your existence in the dunya, and introduce you to a vastness. The meaning of life is vast. And so these people who received the message spread out and took the message. The Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, addresses the Muslim community. The first batch of Muslims, those who had their tarbiyah, who had been taught, educated and disciplined at the hands of the greatest of teachers, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. Allah addresses the people and says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best of communities simply because you Muslims, O followers of Muhammad, have been taken out for the benefit of humanity. Allah is Rahman, the most merciful, the one whose mercy is all-encompassing. He describes himself as being Lord of mankind, creator of mankind, and the owner and king of mankind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabbul Nas, Malikul Nas, Ilahul Nas. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent towards all of mankind. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Rahmatul Lil Alameen. He was the one who was sent ila nasi kaffa. And the deen is a deen which is for every single man, woman and child on the face of the planet. And so it only makes sense that the community of Muslims, really, if it is to be exalted above and beyond all of the other previous communities, should be so because it takes from the universal message that Allah and His Rasul have given to us. That is not a community that's satisfied only. When Allah tells us you're the best of all nations, what does He say? You're the best of all nations because you pray the most, because you fast the most, because you perform more Hajj and more Umrah, because of your sadaqah and infaq. He says, no, all of these characteristics are virtues, no doubt, but you are the best of all people. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Because you have been taken out for humanity. Because the merciful does not take pleasure in punishing. And it doesn't please him that his slaves and those that he had created and he continues to feed and to sustain should be in such colossal blindness and darkness and should be walking continuously towards devastation. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a manifestation of that rahmah, rahmatan lil alamin, wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. You've been sent, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, only as a mercy to the people of the world. And the first community that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam developed was a community that was created, ukhrijat lin nas, which was extracted for the benefit of humanity. These people went out throughout the world. And they went to people and nations and tried to, they had no other reason to really, you know, give two hoots about. If we look at the vast majority of us assembled in this prayer hall, it's only maybe a small fraction of us that can claim to be of Arab lineage. The vast majority of us are going to be from other parts of the world. Okay? The Sahaba, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba were Arabs predominantly. So there was no, you know, there was no blood tie, there was no nothing to really unite them with the people of Africa and the people of India and the people of Europe. And yet these people went, they traversed vast journeys, underwent huge hardships, and went to people, and all they wanted from them was aslimu taslamu. Ya ayyuha an-nas qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. People become successful, people enter into security. We don't want a thing from you. The first da'wah of the Muslims, wherever they went, was come to Islam. And your wealth remains your wealth. Your property is yours, your wives, your children, your belongings. We don't want to think of them. All we want is to see you saved from the destruction that you're heading towards. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Humanity is in destruction. Humanity is in perdition. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Except for the people of Iman and the people of good deeds. But not only finishing there, and those who enjoin the doing of haqq, right? Those who enjoin the truth, those who promote the truth, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And since the truth by its nature, or by the nature of the dunya that we live in, since the dunya is averse to the truth, holding on to the truth will never be free of sabr. You can't hold on to the truth without being tried and without persevering in the face of trial and tribulation. And so those who enjoin holding on to the truth, standing up for the truth, and those who enjoin sabr and perseverance in the face of hardships. And so Allah says that people are in destruction except for those that have these four characteristics. Not just iman and amal salih, not just believing and doing good deeds, believing, doing good, and then promoting that good, because the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ukhrijat linnas, was taken out for the benefit, for the humanity of mankind. It was a mercy that was extended. And so as long as this was being continued, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, right, because in a sense, the ummah then, just as Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to بَلِّغْ مَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ, to convey what has been revealed to you from your Lord. And he says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Don't worry about the people that you're going to have to face. Don't worry about adversity. Allah is your guardian against the people. Allah will protect you against the people. And so until the last moments of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the tyranny of tyrants and the staunch oppression and opposition of those who could not accept the truth because of the blackness of their hearts did not put the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam off. The truth had to be served. And similarly, when the ummah took on the duty of being not men, women and children who are only worried about their bellies, not men, women and children who are only worried about their homes and their families and about their dunya, but people who are concerned about their deen, and not only about their deen, but the deen of humanity. People who are concerned about attaining salvation, not only for themselves, not a selfish salvation, but a salvation for the whole of humanity. People who look towards. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as he passed by once, saw a monk. A monk who due to his practices of his religion and due to his depriving himself of many of the things of the world, was in, you know, a forlorn state. And Umar radiallahu anhu looks towards him and he weeps. And the people say, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, he's a Christian. He's not a Muslim. You might be weeping out of pity over his state, but he's not a Muslim. Umar says, I know he's not a Muslim, but I weep because I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَامِلَةٌ وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاصِبَةٌ, that there will be many, many faces and many people on the Day of Judgment who are going to be tattered and tired. People who, although they exerted themselves in the dunya and worked hard in the dunya, today have nothing to show for their efforts. And so I look at this person and I look at the sacrifices he continues to make, but all in vain, because he hasn't recognized his Lord, and he hasn't recognized the truth and the light that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. So the ummah was an ummah that used to look at other people and weep at them. Weep out of pity and then go to them. underwent huge journeys not like the colonialists. It wasn't imperialism that motivated the Ummah. Hasha wa kalla. The Ummah was moved because of mercy. And as long as this quality to any extent survived in the hearts of the Ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as I said that Allah tells His Prophet, Allah's your guardian, do your duty. Because the Prophet was the ambassador to Allah. He conveyed his duty to Allah. So the power behind him, which was Allah Himself, took the responsibility of protecting him. Similarly, as long as the Ummah was involved in passing on the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the world, Allah tells the Ummah at the time of Uhud, when, as we know, the Ummah, the Sahaba received a bit of a licking. And so and this is the first time Badr subhanAllah 313 and overcame an army of 1,000 strong. And now Uhud and the armies, the Muslim armies bigger. The odds are still heavier, but this time, you know, they're almost 1,000. And then, you know, they suffer. And at this time they're sitting down thinking, what went wrong? Last year we were 313, we walked over them. Today almost 1,000, and yet we've not been victorious. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down wahi. Wahi full of mercy. Wahi like a mother might pick up her child who's just fallen off his tricycle and he's bruised his knee. And Allah says, لَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. Don't grieve, don't become disheartened. You are the uppermost. لَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. O followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no call for grieving, no call for becoming disheartened. You are the uppermost. The Lord of the heavens and the earth takes the guarantee that you will be the uppermost. But there's one condition. There's only one thing that's being required from you in return for that. Not that you become, you know, sort of really advanced in weapons or in amassing wealth or in increasing your numbers. Antumul a'loun in kuntum mu'mineen. So long as you promise to uphold your part of the deal, so long as you remain true in your faith, in the declaration you make when you say La ilaha illallah, I, Lord of the heavens and the earth, take it upon myself to ensure that no army will stand against you. At the time of Hunayn, we know how the army was now in its thousands, and some of the younger and less experienced of the Muslims began to think to themselves, Subhanallah, what can stand in our way today? Look at our vast numbers. Look at our vast numbers. You know, a lot of people speak, in these times especially, because we're living in times when our iman is being tried. Being tried in a physical way, being tried in a psychological, we're under fire from every angle. And at times like this, it's only natural that people who have a yearning for their iman, for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should really exert themselves in trying to come up with a solution. How can we help ourselves? What needs to be done at this time? And so people have lots of different, you know, ideas and solutions to the problems we're facing. Some of them may include, you know, we need to really, the Muslim world needs to unite. If only the Muslim countries, if only the Arab world had united, what happened in Iraq would never have happened. Or, you know, we need to really start amassing our arms and our armies and all of these types of things. And not to negate from any of these things, because the dunya is darul asbab, but wallahi, none of these things are primary. What do we need to do? What does the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 14 and something years after its messenger has left it, what does the ummah need to do? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, Taraktu fikum amrain, I've left behind two things. لَن تَضِلُّ مَا تَمَسَّكْتُ بِهِمَا. So long as you hold fast to these two, you will never go astray. And going astray not only in terms of the akhirah, that you won't, you know, sort of, you won't go to hell, but you won't be forsaken in this world either. كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةَ رَسُولِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. The book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. So what needs to be done? Hunayn. The stories in the Qur'an, incidents that are being referred to, whether it's stories, anecdotes from the times of previous prophets, from the tales of previous people, or whether it's incidents from the life of the Sahaba, are being told for a reason. The book is not, you know, there to serve any storytelling purpose for the sake of it. It's there for lessons, the ibar. lessons to be taken from these things. وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنَ. Remember the day of Hunayn. What happened on the day of Hunayn? Huge army, well armed, equipped, prepared for battle. Some of the younger and less experienced begin to think to themselves, who's going to lay a finger on us today? And Allah says, what happened? وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ. When your large numbers pleased you, when they made you think that nobody could touch you, فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا. But ultimately they could not help you in the least. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الدُّنْيَا بِمَا رَحُبَتْ. And the world, despite its vastness, became constricted upon you. On the day of Hunayn, when the Muslims thought that nobody could touch them because of their numbers, Allah reminded them, وَمَن نَثُوا إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. At the time of Badr, when Allah speaks about how He helped the Muslims with armies of angels, flocks of angels who descended to help the Muslims, He mentions this and He says, أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ خَمْسَةَ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُسَوِّمِينَ وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ. And this was not made, Allah did not make this happen except as glad tidings to you, and to make your heart, and to give your heart some security. وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ. Whereas, وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. For in reality there is no help and there is no assistance and there is no succor except from Allah, the Magnificent, the One who is full of authority. And so the strength of the Ummah came from Allah, the Ummah of the Prophet ﷺ, coming from the desert, was victorious because they were in a state of submission to Allah. And the moment the Ummah became deceived by the material possessions that it happened to surround itself in, and think that its wealth, its armies, its ammunition, its learning, its huge numbers could in any way improve its lot, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us, as He taught the people of Hunayn, فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا. None of these things were able to avail you in the least. Respected brothers and sisters, we need more than ever, you know, if these signs are meaningful, if the assassination of people in wheelchairs is to have a meaning for us in Leicester, for Muslims around the globe, what do we do for that? You know, what does it mean to us? Let's stop being reactionary, you know, and only jumping when we're prodded by somebody else. Let's look inside ourselves. Why are these things happening? There's a reason behind everything. There's the external and then there's the internal. Allah tells us the real reason behind everything. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. If hardship, if fasad, if corruption becomes manifest on land or at sea, it's bima kasabat aydin nas. It's because of what the hands of humanity have earned. He tells the Muslims much more directly. He says, ma asabatkum min musibatin fabima kasabat aydikum. Ma asabakum min musibatin fabima kasabat aydikum wa ya'fu an kathir. If any hardship, if any calamity has befallen you, it's only because of what your own hands have earned. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Whilst your Lord has forgiven so much. So much is forgiven and so much is overlooked and so much is not even taken to account. And yet, what the situation we find ourselves in today is nothing less than the result, the harvest of our own hands. The beginning of the rectification of our situation lies in the turning of the community towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a time when Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu if the earth tremored and if there was an earthquake, he could smack his stick, his staff on the ground and say, Uskuni ya arb, O earth, become calm. There's a time when if volcanoes erupted, Amir al-Mu'mineen could send a Sahabi and say, you're a Sahabi of the Prophet, go send the Lafa back inside the volcano. There's a time when Sahaba could enter jungles and command all of the wild beasts of the jungle to empty out because the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are making their way through here. Why? Because this was a time when, although primitive in the technological position of these people may have been, these were people who were highly advanced in their relationship with the the one to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. وَلَا يَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. Allah will of a surety help those who help Him. Allah stands in need of no help. Allah is the creator, sustainer, and the maintainer of the universe. But out of mercy and clemency, just as if a father is lifting a weight, and his child comes and tries to assist his father in some way and puts a hand up to help his dad pick this heavy object up. Although his help may, in practical terms, not have really, you know, decreased anything from the weight of this object, but the father, out of appreciation of the intentions of this child, says, my son is helping me. Similarly, Allah says, وَلَا يَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ. Stand for the deen of Allah. And Allah says, my slave is helping me. Allah of a surety helps those that help Him. And His help, what does it mean? إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَوِيٌ عَزِيزٌ. And if Allah's help is found, then there's no doubt of reaching your objectives. Why? Because Allah is the most powerful. Allah is the most magnificent. But who are the people that help Allah? What are their characteristics? What do they do? الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Those whom, if we had given them authority on the earth, أقاموا الصلاة. The first thing they would do would be to establish prayers. وَآتَوُ الزَّكَاةَ. And to give out their dues to the poor. وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And to enjoin the doing of good. وَنَهَوْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And those who would forbid evil. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. And know that Allah's promise is true, because to Allah returns the end of all affairs. If we find ourselves in a situation today, this is an amr. We're in a situation. This is an affair. Where has it come from? Ultimately from Allah. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Since we ourselves are from Allah and to Him is our return, the beginning of making it in the dunya really is making it with Allah. If the ummah was ever successful in what it stood for, it was because the ummah was in the true sense of the word in Islam. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. O people of Iman, enter into submission in totality. Enter into a complete submission, because there can be no halfway houses in your pledge to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises to assist those who assist His deen. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستكفيه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له رب العزة والجلالة. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه. بلغ الإسلام تأدى الأمانة. فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه سيدي أبي القاسم ذي الكرامة. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله. فإن الله عز وجل هو الذي نحن كنا أحوج إليه من كل شيء. والله ما أتتنا من مصيبة إلا بما كسبت أيدينا، وربنا يعفو عن كثير. وهو سبحانه بعد طغيان عباده على أنفسهم كما يقول: يا أيها الناس إنما بغيكم على أنفسكم متاع الحياة الدنيا. من بعد ذلك كله فإنه سبحانه وتعالى يدعو عباده إلى أن يفروا إليه، فيقول: ففروا إلى الله
ويقول سارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض. ربنا سبحانه وتعالى يبشر برحمته الذين يقومون فيستجيبون دعوته. ويقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه العزيز: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. إنما الحياة الدنيا زرع للآخرة، الدنيا مزرعة الآخرة. كما يدين العبد ربه في هذه الدنيا كذا يدان في يوم الآخر في يوم القيامة. ويقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل الناس يغدو فبائع نفسه فمعتقها أو موبقها. كل يوم جديد يأتي على العباد، فيوم وفرصة جديدة للعباد أن يصطلحوا مع ربهم. فهنالك من يقوم فيلبي دعوة ربه ويصلح ما بينه العلاقة التي هي بينه وبين ربه. ومن الناس من يعرض عن ربه. فنسأل الله عز وجل يجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه، إنه سبحانه وتعالى جواد كريم، ملك بر، رؤوف رحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد من صلى وصام، وصل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد من قعد وقام، وصل على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وصحابته المقربين، خصوصا على خير البشر بعد الأنبياء بالتحقيق سيدنا أمير المؤمنين أبي بكر الصديق، وعلى مزين المنبر والمحراب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب، وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان، وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب، وعلى الإمامين الهمامين السعيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين، وعلى أمهما فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى أزواجه المطهرات، وعلى بقية الستة من العشرة المبشرة، وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا فإنك خير الراحمين. اللهم لا تكلنا إلى غيرك طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا، وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا، وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا، واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير، واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهديين إليك، دعاة غير أضلة ولا مضلين. ربنا اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اشرح صدورنا للإسلام، وحبب إلينا الإيمان، وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه غفور رحيم. أقيموا صفوفكم يرحمكم الله.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حيل الصلاة حيل الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
So stretching your rows, become aligned. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين،
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.